Hey guys, thanks for being a part of the podcast here. If you do want to see the video version of the podcast, head over to YouTube there so you can see me as well as every guest that comes on here, and you can see us live and in action.
What is the best piece of speaking advice that I can give you? This is a question that I have gotten asked a couple times here recently, as far as people getting ready to go do some kind of speech, or they've just got an opportunity to speak for a little bit in front of an audience, and they just wanted some quick advice. And I thought I would share that with all of you here today. And that best piece of advice that I can give is thinking about your end goal. If we move past the fact that you're probably not scared of speaking anymore, the next thing would be, what is that end goal for you? Because when you can visualize where you want to go, and when you know exactly where you want to go in your speech, in the message that you're delivering, it's going to come across so much more with clarity. I'm sure you've probably had a conversation before, been in a meeting, heard somebody else speak, and it was really unclear what the outcome was supposed to be, what exactly we were talking about for the day. And that's typically because that speaker or presenter decided they were just going to go up there and wing it. They hoped that people would start contributing or making some comments, and then all of a sudden things would get to a realization. And that's not the case at all. And in fact, I was in a meeting the other day. It was a workshop, and this is what pretty much transpired. There was several topics that were to be discussed, and we had about an hour and a half to discuss all of this. And the whole time we said, hey, we're going to kind of discuss these things. And then the person just opened it up for everybody just to start saying things. And if you've never been in a meeting before, what that really does is allows people to start complaining, stating the problems. And not just a problem, problems. There's always more problems than one. And everybody is quick to identify all the problems. And rather than this person leading this workshop coming in and say, hold on. Okay, I hear a lot of problems. What are some solutions that we can make? Or saying, hey, we're not here to discuss that exactly. I understand that is a concern. It's an issue. We're here to talk about this thing or these couple of things. I suggest focusing on one thing at a time when you're doing these kind of workshops or meetings. But if you do have multiple things, then okay, but try and keep everybody in line with those things. And so a lot of times as you're coming into these speeches, these workshops, you do have to sit here and have guidelines. But that's exactly why when you go to speak or present something, you want to have a very clear and concise outcome or objective that you are trying to target when you are going into that, because then you can say, are we on track for that or not? And I like to use a GPS example. Google Maps is beautiful about getting you back on track. When you get off track, when you're trying to go to another state, another city, try to go to a restaurant, and you accidentally took a turn because you're looking at the map and it looked like you were supposed to turn here when you really, it was another 20 feet, but who knows what 20 feet is in a car. And I'm sure you've been there before, but it's the same thing in our speech. Just like that GPS will then reroute you because you took a wrong turn to go to this destination that you had in mind, that you plugged into the GPS. It's the same thing when you put in your mind and you let the audience know, hey, today we're going to talk about this thing. Just like I said, giving you my best piece of advice. And I'm still on that path for you. And I'm giving you these examples, and it may seem a little bit like, oh, well, Philip's going way off on this deep end, but no, we're coming back to it. Don't worry. But I'm sharing these examples with you to help you understand that that outcome in mind is the important thing for you to think about, the important thing for you to focus on when it comes to your speech, not the ums, the ahs, the way I look. Do I move around the room? Do I just stand there like a robot or a statue? Am I monotone? All those things, while they're important down the road, when you're first getting started and you've gotten over that fear of speaking, or maybe you haven't, but you just have to go do the speech anyways, it's about knowing your outcome. Because when you have a clear outcome, a clear objective on where you're trying to go with your speech, your presentation, your workshop, whatever it is that you're doing, but you are speaking to an audience, when you have that clear outcome and objective, you can steer the conversation exactly to there. And people will know exactly what it is. And it's a great thing to state at the beginning. Today, we are going to tell you about the best tip that you can do for your next presentation. Today, we are going to talk about how we're going to solve the problem that happened for us last week in our business. Today, we are going to solve your problems and give you the solution to help you build a better business. See, I stated several things that told you exactly what we're going to do here today. And then I would go in and talk about that. And what is that solution? What does that thing look like? Whatever your thing is, stating that up front will help solidify to your audience, as well as to yourself in your mind, that this is the direction that we are going. And now you keep going in that direction. And if you go off path or somebody else goes off path, if you're having this as an open dialogue, you say, hold on, let's get back on path because that's not our objective today. We can make a note of that and we can come back to that later. But having that objective in mind, that outcome that you want in mind at the end of the talk, the meeting, the presentation will allow you to have a more effective talk than if you just decide you want to be good at the ums and the ahs. Is at the end of the day, people want results. Yes, people would like it to be nice and pretty, but if they get the result, they're going to be happy. So focus in on the outcome. That is the best piece of advice that I can give you when it comes to presenting on your next stage, meeting, wherever you're going to speak in front of a group. It's focus in on your outcome, your goal of that speech or presentation, and that will make you so much better than everybody else.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Speaking Sessions Podcast. If you got anything out of this episode, make sure to leave us a review and share it with a friend. If there's anything you would like to hear on the podcast, please let me know. Shoot me a DM with your question or topic you want me to cover, and I'll make sure to cover it on a future episode. But with that, have a healthy and blessed day.